And we're joined now on Classic Country Q97-399.3, Mark Miller with Sawyer Brown. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you guys are now 40th anniversary of your first album release. Does it seem that long ago?
Sometimes it seems like yesterday, and sometimes it seems like 80 years ago.
I have one question I have to ask you, first of all. I never knew your name until some years later, but is there somebody named Sawyer Brown in your band? Or where did you get that name if there's not?
No, there's a name of a road in Nashville called Sawyer Brown Road, and we simply just took the name of the road and for the band name. But what's great is now everybody thinks that road was named after us, and it was actually named before us.
Well, you can't argue with that kind of success, and I think everybody thought for years that hat you wear was you were Sawyer Brown. Did you get that question a few times?
Absolutely, like Tom Sawyer, the Panama hat. Yeah, absolutely. I still do, and that's okay.
Tell us about your new album. We got a brand new album coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out, and Blake Shelton is the producer. And all new music, first studio record we've done in 20 years. Yeah, we're really excited, and we're really stuck to the sound of the band. You know, like when you hear it, if you're a Sawyer Brown fan, I think it's going to be just real reminiscent of what you would expect from us.
Well, you know, that's what people want to hear these days. I think there's a lot of complaints about the music getting a little more modern sounding and maybe not as country as usual. And I think you guys have stuck to your roots the entire time. I think people appreciate that a great deal. I'm sure that's something you probably have done deliberately, too.
Yeah. You know, Blake is a historian of our band. We were the first concert he ever went to, and The Race Is On was the first record he ever bought. And so it was a natural to have him come in and work on this album. And we did. We stuck straight to the blueprint of our sound. I always thought our sound was unique even within country music. And, well, this is no time to experiment and change the sound now.
And I think your sound is very unique, and that's one of the things that sets you guys apart as far as country music goes. When you hear a Sawyer Brown song, you know you're hearing Sawyer Brown.
Yeah, and we stuck straight to the blueprint on that, on this new album. The album's called Desperado Troubadours.
We look forward to hearing that. Now, tell me about this new documentary you've got called Get Me to the Stage on Time, and don't have a release date on that yet, but tell us about the documentary and how that all came about.
Well, my daughter kind of quarterbacked this whole 40-year anniversary celebration, and, you know, we knew we were going to do an album, and she is in production, has her own TV show, and she decided to embark on doing this documentary. So she wrote and directed it. Blake Shelton is the executive producer on it. Blake does a very extensive interview within the documentary. So does Dolly Parton, Dierks Bentley, Cody Jinks, and a lot of industry folks. I have to tell you, it'll be out later this year. I don't know what streaming service yet. We're still working on that deal. But it's really, really good. We did debut it at the Nashville Film Festival, and it just really got really good reviews.
For you personally, did it bring back a lot of memories along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of stuff that the fans didn't know. You know, just the early struggles of the band. We were on a TV show, Star Search, and we win that in 84. And that was the first talent competition of its kind. And, you know, that was in L.A. And, you know, we were trying to figure out how to fit at that point in country music, because Nashville thought we were a little too rock. We couldn't get a record deal in Nashville. And the documentary really shows the ups and downs and the struggles, especially in those early years, of us finally landing where we landed in the 90s and having the run of hits that we had.
Now, you guys would be considered, I think today, definitely mainstream country all the way. I don't think anybody would think you ever sounded anything but country music. And I think maybe you guys have pushed a lot of other artists along in that direction. What do you think?
Yeah, I know early on, I mean, we released Step That Step in 84. And when I hear Step That Step today, I can't believe we got away with that. We got by with that in 84. But, you know, there was a lot of pushing the envelope there early on. And then by the time we got into the 90s, I think bands like us, Alabama, Kenny Rogers, we were out with Kenny, he and Dolly on the islands in this stream tour. So there was a lot of influence that came in from the outside of country that helped develop that sound that we know that's called 90s country now.
Now, you got a new book called The Boys and Me, My Life in Country Music, Supergroup Sawyer Brown. And I guess that's an autobiography?
Yeah, and it came out in February, and we actually entered the Amazon bestseller chart at number one. So that was pretty cool. And it's on my life story from the time I grew up and also my life within the band.
Well, we certainly appreciate you spending time with us today, and all the best and congratulations on 40 years. We look forward to the new release, the new album, and all the best on the new documentary, too. I can't wait to see that. I know that I speak for our listeners. We've enjoyed your guys' work all these years, and we hope to enjoy it for many more years to come, and all the best to you in the future.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
And thanks again to Mark Miller of Sawyer Brown joining us today at Classic Country Q97 3993 as the group celebrates their 40th anniversary of their first release back in 1984. What a career so far.